Good evening. Appreciate you all again letting me stand before you this night to bring another portion of God's Word. The title of my sermon tonight is actually called How to Be Humbled. There's a very good passage that I think about quite often. And if you'd like, please turn with me there now. It'd be 2 Samuel chapter 12. For a few moments tonight, we're going to read verses 1 through 24. Most of you may be reminded of this story. Most of you may know this story already. I think of this quite frequently. This is dealing with David and Bathsheba. About the time that he sent Uriah to be off to war to be killed so that he could be with Bathsheba. And in chapter 12, we read about the events that happened after the fact. And that's why it titles my sermon, How to Be Humbled. In verse 1, it reads, "And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. And he came unto him, and he said unto him, There were two men in one city, the one rich, the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing, except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock, and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him. But took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that was to come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said unto Nathan, As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, Thou art the man. Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel. I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house. I gave thy master's wives into thy bosom, gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword, have taken his wife to be your wife, have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before your eyes, and give them to your neighbor. He shall lie with your wives in the sight of this son. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed that you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto you shall surely die. And Nathan departed into his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not. Neither did he eat bread with him. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, Behold, the child was yet alive. We spoke unto you, and we would not hearken unto, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. Then David arose from the earth, washed, anointed himself, and changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord, worshipped, and then came to his own house. And when he required, they set meat before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, What thing is this that you have done, that you fast and weep for the child while it was alive? And when the child was dead, you did rise and eat bread. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me, that the child may live? But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return unto me. And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went into her, and lay with her. She bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved him. When we break that chapter down just a little bit, those first 24 verses, verse 1 through 4, Nathan tells David a story or analogy of himself. Verse 5 and 6, David's retribution of the man's doing in the analogy. Verse 7, I wrote this down because this has always spoken to me, and this is something I think about quite frequently, is the statement that broke the king. It humbled him. Verse 8 and 9 was a reminder of what God gave and made for David. Verse 10 through 12, the punishment that was to come upon him. Verse 13 through 19, David experiences the actions of his sins. Verse 20 through 24, David comes to an understanding of who he stands before. Albeit multiple lessons can be gathered from these 24 verses. And there's a multitude, honestly, of lessons that you can talk about from this. And I may do some more out of these first 24 verses. But however, tonight I want to focus on verse 7. Again, a statement that, you know, broke the king to consider his ways. I know Donnie spoke about that in the book of Haggai, that statement right there, consider your ways. There could be many things in this world that can prevent us from seeing our own actions, whether it be pride, like we spoke about tonight in Mark's study, selfishness, greed, envy, etc. David felt all the emotions that we do. And it should remind us, and again, when I say to you, I say to myself, because I think about this honestly on a daily basis, to be aware of who we are as Christians and who we truly stand before. We should be more self-aware of the things that we do and who we are as God's children. We have to be thoughtful of this. I think of a couple of examples as well that also continues to bring back to memory of humility, things that can humble us and things that should help us remain humbled. For example, Peter and the cock crowing. We find that in Matthew chapter 26, verses 33 through 35. I also think about things that prevents us from being able to help people. Like, are we aware of our own selves to help others? Like we read about in Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. And then I thought of an interesting passage as well to go along with this sermon this evening, was the eunuch's self-awareness, a person of power, through that aspect, and that we read about in Acts chapter 8. And the thing that was kind of interesting to me was he didn't let pride, he didn't let those things stand in his way. He was very self-aware of what was going on because Philip came to him. And he said, how can I understand what I read except someone guide me? We have to be able to take a look at our actions so that we can not only help ourselves, but be able to help others. We grow individually, we grow as a collective. So in conclusion for tonight, we need to ensure that we look at ourselves daily to be certain in all things are in order, whether we're by ourselves alone or around others. So have you considered your ways tonight? Have your actions caused you to sin or others to sin? Do you need to make things right? Maybe you're tired of living in your old ways. Do you want to become a child of God tonight? There's all sorts of things that we can do. This message is here for you this evening, again, to think about some of those things. So if you need to make things right or you want to become a child of God tonight, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.